This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
Leif Evans, an author and artist, experienced a severe bout of depression 6 years ago that resulted in hospitalization and the loss of apartment, car, and virtually all connection with family and friends. While living on Vancouver's downtown east side, Leif participated in an art program at Coast Mental Health Resource Center, and he's now part of the Galerie Gaché Collective. Leif recently said in an interview that he has been forced, through his painting, to deal with his lifelong struggle with depression.
Leif Evans joins us on the phone today from Vancouver. Welcome to People First Radio, Leif.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
You were quoted in Vancouver's West Ender magazine as saying, quote, "I have to tell people, yes, I have this problem, and this is how I deal with it." Tell us more about that.
Well, I found it was very important because I spent a good portion of my adult life, when I did have a breakdown and I did fall apart, I would say, well, that was just an isolated event and that won't happen again. And, of course, I was lying to myself, and almost in a cycle of 5 to 6 years, I would come apart again. And I have found that by saying it out loud and taking control of it, owning it, I've been able to face up to the problems before they happen and address them in a more, palliative fashion.
Mm-hmm. How do art and writing relate to your recovery?
Well, they're essential. Actually, I find it very difficult to write these days. Poetry is my first love and my greatest love, and I still long to get back to it. But I find it, I still have a very difficult time writing. It dredges things up. As far as my art is concerned, I used to do like these really rabid, sort of frantic pencil crayons all the time, just to pass time. And they were sort of emblematic of my illness, and I don't do those anymore. I come at art more as an art therapy. I do the paintings that provide me a sense of calm. The structure itself, the discipline of actually painting, is more of what I come out of, like Matisse or Richard Diebenkorn, who was a Northern California artist, and I try and model myself on those sort of design motifs that provide a sense of calm. It's more like, it's almost like a physical cone.
Mm. Talk to us about societal stigma and discrimination, and perhaps from your own experience or from your observations, and how that impacts on your expression in art and in writing.
Well, I find it actually quite interesting. You mentioned that because we recently had a film crew come down and interview a good number of the artists that are over at our Galerie Gaché studio, and I was engaged in one of the interviews. And these are a bunch of young men and women that were intent, and are informed about the situation, and they're trying to ask pertinent and direct questions. But when they did, and when I gave them direct answers and frankly, some horrifying answers sometimes in direct response to the question, despite themselves, you can just see them sort of stiffen up and shirk and stand back. And I sympathize with that because, the trouble with mental health and being like this is that you are the other. You're the thing outside of. And what I'd like to do with the art and this sort of dialogue is integrate the mental health concerns and mental health problems so they're not the other. So they have, so there's a pathway to everybody else. And I think that's true. I think mental health is just a sliding scale. I think everyone experiences problems along those lines in a variety of different fronts.
I think you're right there. I like the concept of the pathway, the bridge, that's connecting us all, and because I agree with you, too, that it's a continuum, I think, and some people experience a more extreme manifestation of that.
Yes, I think that's it. I think it's just a point of degrees. And even within the spectrum of my own illness, I go through periods where I'm not well, but I understand my problem, and I can take means to rectify it. And there's other times when I need assistance. Mm-hmm. And I'm at least aware enough now to go find that assistance.
Lief, we're talking about Mad Pride today on People First Radio, and one of the things that led me to the phone call to you, in fact, to ask you if you were willing to join us today, was the article that appeared about you in the West Ender magazine, and they included Mad Pride in the headline of that article as well. I'm wondering, what does Mad Pride mean to you in a personal sense?
Well, I'm only since I've come to Gaché have I been aware of the phenomenon, and I think it's wonderful. I think, you know, again, it's owning the problem, and let's say it's not a problem. Let's say the funny thing is, you ask most people in our condition or in our situation, if you would give your illness up, but you had to give up the other things that are contingent with that illness, and usually it's a point of creativity and stuff like that, most of us would say, no, we won't give that up. You know, and I've come to realize that a big part of my illness is also contingent with my ability to create. And so I grab strength from that. And I say, well, given my problems, this is my trade-off.
That's right. I note here that you experienced a fairly serious falling apart in terms, you lost your, basically the structure of your life and ended up on the downtown east side. And it seems that through your art and through your writing, you basically have found a pathway to health for yourself.
Yes, that's an apt summation, I should put that on my letterhead.
Happy to help. I'm experiencing my own continuum leap here.
Yeah, that's right. I think everyone does, you know, and I think that's what Mad Pride is make aware of this thing that seems so outside of the normal, and give it a language that equates it to the everyday, because everyone has it, and it's just sometimes it's not even a matter of degree, sometimes it's a matter of recognition.
I agree. Being able to be in the thick of things is really interesting too, like your experience with the downtown east side. And I know in Nanaimo here, our radio station is right downtown, and we have a huge, you know, conflagration of different types of people, and it's really interesting, and also helps eliminate fear and, you know, stigma as well, being a part of everything.
Yep, that's true. If you rub shoulders with someone, you're a lot less inclined to be scared of them. It's just they don't concern you the same way. You don't have the same, you don't manufacture the same stereotypical attitudes.
Lief, is Gallery Gaché calling for submissions around the topic of Mad Pride? Are there any other events? Are there any events, going on in Vancouver that perhaps you'd like to speak to?
Well, Mad Pride itself is the principal event here at Gaché, this is a sort of a down year. We do it every second year.
We have
more of an international calling, and it tends to be a much more intense retrospective of the world event, but right now it's more of a domestic event, which is exciting in its own right, and we draw from more local artists right now. But yeah, the whole thing is extenuating out to other galleries, other artists. Pardon me, that was me. Anyways, I couldn't give you specifics per se. I just know I'm caught up in the adjudicating of the material coming through here now, and it's substantial. Well, we also are hosting an Out of the Rain program, which is more of a street project program, but there's of course overlap all the time. I mean, most people are living on the street are experiencing some form of mental illness, whether it be depression, or they come from oftentimes a schizophrenic background, or other illnesses that preclude them from entering a more conventional workforce.
Lief, we have just about a moment remaining. I'm wondering, how can people find out more about your work, and do you have any gallery showings right now, or how can people find out more about what you're doing?
I'm a bit of a Luddite, but I've managed to get on My Art Space under Lief Evans, and I have a good cornerstone of some of my more recent material. I have a show sometime I'm taking part of in some counterculture Olympic program, but that's in that's in the future, and I can't guarantee what that's going to look like. But presently, no, I've just I've been selling locally out of my studio, and having small shows. I had one just at a gathering place, and one let's see, I'm hoping to have one on Granville Island in a small gallery we'll share with two other artists. So
okay,
it's an exciting time for me.
Please let us know when those showings happen. But in the meantime, you have some of your work at myartspace.com.
.com,
and people need to search under Leif Evans, L-E-E-F Evans, correct?
Yes. Well, thank you very much for that.
All righty. thanks very much. Thanks very much, Leif, for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Best of luck.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Leif Evans is an artist and author and a member of the Galerie Gachet Collective. He joined us today from Vancouver. You're listening to People First Radio, coming to you on CHLY 101.7 FM across the islands and streaming online at chly.ca. Community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. I'm Jan, and I'm here with Kevin, and today we're talking about Mad Pride.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.